Online Podcast 148. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Duan 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 dum bum dum bum bum. Duan 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 duan. How are you? It's me again. I'm back. And today we have a very special guest. But before I get to talk to this special guest, I have a personal story to tell you. Now, see, I'm trying to talk to a lot of gay Asian people, especially back home in Malaysia. And sometimes, you know, there are difficult issues that you have to deal with. But my family is sort of interesting because my parents have never really been, I don't know. They've never really say anything negative or even react any way different when we see lesbian couples. You know, you do see that. And in fact, I have an aunt who is a transgender individual, and she unfortunately passed, I think, 2 years ago. But so I kind of grew up in that environment that you know, she's just another aunt. And I knew that too. I know that she was a guy, because I call him uncle something, and then we have to change it to auntie something else. And so I knew about that, but it's something that is not completely foreign for me. But there are also questions as I'm facing, and I do see this in the gay community. Is there is, you know, you use the GLBT term so automatically that you're so politically correct, that, but are you actually thinking about the T when you say GLBT? Do we understand where they are, what they stand, and what their issues are, and what, you know, as a transgender person, what that is? So that's why, after that long ass introduction and waste all those time, welcome Rebecca from Tranny Rack.
Hello, John.
Hello, hello.
What's
welcome,
up?
Welcome.
Well, it is a real pressure to be on your show.
Did you say pressure?
Oh, shit. No, I actually did that on purpose.
Let me give you some sound effect here. Oh, no, shit, wrong. Wait, wrong. There you go.
No, actually, the first two were more appropriate.
How about this one? No, wait. But anyway,
or more. The sound effect I was thinking of was. Exactly.
So thank you for coming onto the show. I know this is our second attempt. We talked about doing a show one time, and you know, I'm busy, and I know you are busy yourselves and having a podcast and all that. So this is our second attempt for getting together and do this show, and I will make full use of this opportunity to ask you lots of questions.
Well, you know what my voicemail line is?
Oh,
503-60 use me. So go ahead and use me. So, I'm ready to be
okay,
used.
Okay, all right. I'm going to start using. I'm going to put on my gloves and start. Oh. No, okay, so, you heard me in the introduction talking about the GLBT. It's so easy, we say GLBT. But do we really understand the T in GLBT? This is for the gay community, and I have a lot of gay listeners. I have straight listeners, but I would say most of my listeners are gay. And because that's my focus, you know, gay Asian is my focus. So, I instead of asking you a question, I would like to start with you with a quick 101 on what are the things that you think gay people should know, and gay people or even straight people should know about the transgender community that we must know, or you know, if we don't know about it, we can come across offensive and all that. Do you have a quick 101?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, when you're using the term GLBT together, in the gay community, the T usually means testosterone. But no. Anyway. No. God, would your audience make up its mind whether it hates or likes my jokes? Shit.
They're fickle, just like me.
Yeah, you see, here's my thing. When I try to be funny, I'm usually horrible at it. It's just so I should really try to be serious from now on.
Then you'll be funny.
Exactly. Anyway, enough with the corny fucking jokes.
Yes. Testosterone?
Testosterone. Well, the reason, I guess where that joke kind of came from is I am one of those rare transgender women that actually identified as a gay male before I identified as a trans woman. And I can talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. As far as transgender 101, some of the terms that I use are trans. Let's start with the difference between a transsexual, transvestite.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Crossdresser, drag queen.
Yes, we have to. Let's do all that. Drag queen, we kind of sort of know.
Gay men know what drag queens are.
Drag queen. If you don't know what drag queen is, just go to Wonder Wisdom. What's her site? Lucky Bitch Radio. Which, by the way, did you know that I sang that theme song? I wrote that theme song for her.
Are you serious?
Did you not know
that
about it?
That is wonderful. Yes, that is a really good theme song.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to use you now.
Oh! I'm going to have to try.
Oh, gosh.
And see, the thing is, I don't compose very much, but it just happens to be that, you know, one hit thing that was like, oh my gosh, everybody likes it. I don't really compose a lot, and I suck because I don't read music.
Well, I'm looking for theme music for Tranny Wreck, something that's unique to Tranny Wreck, and I don't have any fucking musical talent, so
we'll keep asking. I'm more comfortable with performing it for you, like singing it. If you have a better choice of somebody's gonna write you a nice song, and you just want to look for a singer, quickly get me. I'll be happy to do that. But you know, as far as composing, I kind of suck, except for Wanda Wisdom's theme song. But I'll try. If you give me 10 years, period.
Nice. so if I try to compose, then. Find somebody to compose the music. You could be the vocalist.
I will be the vocal, more than happy.
Oh, that would be great. You have a nice radio voice, by the way.
Oh, it's a good microphone.
I'm sure your voice helps too.
Now, of course, my speaking voice is so different from my singing voice too, which we won't go into deep because we want to go into the tea.
Oh, the T, yes. Mm-hmm. We're talking about transsexual.
So,
oh, yes.
So drag queen down. Pretty much a lot of people know what drag queen is.
Which is basically a gay male that dresses in women's clothing for either performance purposes or it's just a persona.
Fun persona expression.
Yeah, another way of expressing themselves. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, for your straight listeners out there.
Yeah.
And then there are cross-dressers. Mm-hmm. Usually cross-dressers are those that want to dress in the clothing of the opposite gender for some of the same reasons that drag queens do, but they're usually straight.
Okay.
They want to, most of them are straight married men, you know, but I wouldn't say that.
And they could
exclusive.
Be openly cross-dresser or secretly cross-dresser.
Secretly cross-dressing, now,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
And usually
whether you know
the ones, and the difference between a cross-dresser and a transvestite usually is one dresses primarily for sexual kicks, and the other one does it for social reasons as well, you know, and emotional reasons. So a cross-dresser usually there's an emotional element attached to it, and transvestites, it's a sexual element.
So a little kinky.
Yeah, kinky stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, cross-dressers, you know, there might be some kink involved there too, but these are just some of the basic definitions of these, you know, areas.
I think a lot of people always get transvestites and transsexual confused.
That too. And see, what I was going to say, there's a lot of gray area in between the categories. Not everybody fits nicely into one of these categories. Like transsexual and transvestite, People use those terms, interchange those terms all the time. Madge has been doing it a lot, but then again, that's Madge. We know and love Madge, and well, basically with Madge, you know when she's being serious and you know when she's not.
That's right.
And that's, I think, one of the things that's really good about her show.
Okay, so let me re-ask you too.
But the difference between a transvestite and a transsexual, you know who is that? Transsexuals usually feel like they're in the wrong body. Mm-hmm. With transvestites, it's usually just about the clothing. Okay. You know, it's all about the clothing. They still internally identify with their anatomical sex, you know, their birth gender, but they just like wearing all kinds of clothing to express themselves, or whether it's for sexual reasons. And then cross-dressers, you know, it's more emotional, and, you know, emotional and sexual. So really it's...
Now, when you say emotional, what do you mean by emotional?
I think, you know, there's a sense of, you know, you feel good in clothing. I mean, I think every cross-dresser dresses for different reasons. You know, some of them, it might be just one step towards expressing their transsexuality, which transsexuality is, that's when you discover that you're in the wrong body, basically, or that your anatomy doesn't conform with how you feel, you know, what your brain is saying, you know.
The internal and the external do not match.
I've one of my cliche sayings is that gender is determined by what's in between your ears, not your legs. People define men and women by what's in between their legs, and there's a lot more to being male or female besides what's, you know, down in the nether regions.
The hoo-ha.
You know, the hoo-ha. Exactly. You know, there you go. So
that's a good plan. That's probably.
Shit, if I was on my show, I'd say you're hoo-ha. <You're right.
laughs> And that's a good point, and I'm sure you probably are going to talk to us about that too. Is the difference between gender and sexuality,
sexual orientation. Well, let's talk about that now. So you've got a basic understanding of the differences between transsexual. With transvestites and crossdressers, it's about clothing. You're dressing for different reasons, but it's mainly about the clothing. The reason I, as a transsexual, hate it when the mainstream media, who understands and knows all this shit because it's been released in their, it's written in their AP guideline books. I hate it when the mainstream media confuses us. The reason I, as a transsexual, don't be like being referred to as a transvestite, because I think it trivializes what I'm going through. You know, if it's all, because it's so much more to a transsexual than clothing.
That's right.
Hell, most of the clothing I wear is pretty androgynous anyway. You know,
Yeah, a lot of times it's lazy. It's laziness. You know, a lot of people are just lazy and don't want to really go learn about it. And, you know, and a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of my listeners would go, oh, okay, I haven't really thought much about it until now, which is why I'm doing this.
Exactly. And I, as a trans person, would like people to think about it just a little bit so you can understand that some of the things you do come across to trans people as insulting, you know? Well, and then there's the element of transphobia out there. It starts with the level of ignorance, which is, it's kind of the same continuum as racism. Racism starts at ignorance, and you know, the other end of that is hatred. So it's that way with transphobia and homophobia. You start at a certain level where you're uncomfortable being around people that are in that category.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything about them. You don't really want to talk about it. You don't want to think about it. But you kind of have to. I mean, I'm a white transsexual woman, you know. I need to learn about racism and about what people of different races than me go through.
Exactly.
What different ethnicities, even though it has nothing to do with me directly on the outside, it does.
And also, being
a transsexual has a lot to do with all of you.
Exactly. I think it identifies to, mm-hmm. it's multiple layers of what a person is, you know. You mm-hmm. don't get labeled who you are by your sexual orientation or solely your gender or solely the color of your skin. It's a combination of everything. That's why my key thing is I always want to look at somebody as an individual. Then you would spend time to look into these layers of different layers of elements that made you a person.
Yeah.
So we can all learn from all our, you know, all our differences.
I mean, yes, we have all these labels and categories because it simplifies things in our brains. But the one thing we can't do is make an assumption that because a person is of a certain ethnicity, or if they're gay, or if they're Asian or transsexual or whatever, or cross-dresser, you can't make assumptions about that person based on those labels. You have to look...
Asian?
You have to look deeper into them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think I want
Is
you...
Is that your little Asian sound effect?
My Asian sound effect.
That's hilarious.
No, I usually tell people this, you have been onged.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes.
Nice.
You've been onged. And
baby, that's hot.
So let's see. I sort of broke your whole flow by making those stupid noise.
but does that explain the whole basics between the four?
Yeah, it does. And let me check on the time first. Oh, we're good on time. And
sexual orientation and gender identity. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that definitely.
Okay. Basically, it's really simple. The difference with sexual orientation, it's issues about who you are attracted to. Mm-hmm. With gender identity, it's issues about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as
it's outside
your identity
it's you.
As a male or female or maybe genderqueer, something in between,
mm-hmm.
or you know, that's what gender identity is about. It has nothing to do with who you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am pretty much bisexual, you know, now. I used to not be, but now my sexual orientation has nothing to do with my gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're two separate issues.
And I think this is something that I before I heard you talk about that,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember where you talk about this. It's one of your shows or somebody's shows. I heard that, and that kind of rang a bell.
Uh-huh.
Or a gong.
Or a gong.
That rang a bell that, that is two separate things. And again, Asian immigration issue that I talk about on my show that a lot of people don't necessarily think about because they haven't experienced it. Just the same thing as your situation, because I, as a gay person, haven't experienced that sort of thing. And that's why we don't think about it and we don't think about it and never really put it in our thoughts. So, but it's good that you're here. So tell us
just imagine that you're not comfortable with your sense of being male or female. You feel like you're in the wrong body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the most simplistic way to think about it, is that, you know, people are, the way people see you and perceive you is not the way you feel about yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you got to go through a process of changing that, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's
so that
gender identity that mm-hmm. in a nutshell.
Yeah. Of course, it's, again, everything we talk about is in a nutshell because everything is not black and white.
Exactly. Not everything is black and white. And my opinion on transgender issues, transgender 101, transsexuality, what it is and isn't, is going to be completely different from another transsexual. It's like, just like you don't speak for the Asian community, the
Correct.
Whole like 3.5 billion that are out there, most of the world.
Yes.
I can't speak for the transgender community.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't fucking talk. That's why I'm doing a podcast, because I don't know how to talk.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know what, I think everybody has that. The professional radio just edit that out.
Yeah, I edit the shit out of my podcast. Exactly. But so that it's interesting when I go on other people's show that don't edit, like
I do
Matches.
Not.
And here's now, it's going to be like, God, she can't fucking talk. I didn't get that from listening to her show.
I love that. If I put myself out there to being somebody who can't talk, I want to make my guests do the same thing. That's only fair, right?
Exactly. Kong. Did I get onged again?
Yeah, you get onged again.
I want to
ask you another question. It's specifically about the gay community. What are, in general, I'm not talking about everybody, but in general, what do you think the gay community should know or should improve on when we include the T in the GLBT?
Oh, that's an excellent question. And I actually taught a bit about that in one of my shows. I think it was Tranny Rec 20, my show number 20. I talked about the relationship between the gay community and the transgender community,
mm-hmm.
and how oftentimes we have been frustrated, and when I say we, the transgender community,
mm-hmm.
so now I'm speaking for the transgender community. When a moment ago I said I'm not, so
yeah, just look for the footnotes.
Exactly. I can't make up my fucking mind. One moment I'm speaking for the transgender community, the next I'm not. So no, but let's put it this way. I've heard a lot of other trans FM radio hosts and transgender podcasts express their frustration about how the gay community sometimes speaks for us,
mm-hmm.
and when it feels like they're really not.
Yeah,
like the example of I used in my show, the Human Rights Campaign,
mm-hmm.
Being willing to support a bill that a hate crimes bill. That is not transgender inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
See, while gay people right now are fighting for the right to get married, which that would affect trans people, because if gay marriage was legalized, it wouldn't matter mm-hmm. what the gender of my partner was either.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a big issue for transgender people. Gay marriage, while we support it wholeheartedly,
mm-hmm.
we're fighting for hate crimes protection. We're fighting for the right not to lose our job.
Mm-hmm.
And gay people still have to fight this fight too, because in a lot of areas of the country, gay people can be legally discriminated against on the same level transgender people can.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is that, you know, gay people, for the most part, can pick and choose which social situations they want to be out in.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not out there. Sometimes.
Exactly. It's for a lot of transgender women, myself included, because I'm 6'1", once we transition.
So is my aunt.
You know, yeah, exactly. You know, we're out, and so a lot of us don't pass completely. So we're just fighting for the right to be protected under not only hate crime laws, but employment discrimination laws. Right now, the transgender, like 70% of the transgender community, I've heard this statistic on another show, that 70% of the transgender community is either unemployed or underemployed.
Wow, that's a huge percentage.
And, you know, so, and a lot of times when hate crimes against gay people are reported in the news, they're actually against trans people. Because a lot of times they'll either not include that we were transgender, or they'll try and turn it into a freak show. You know, like, you know, and make us out to be the perpetrator, even though we're the one.
Because they are the weird one. They ask for it.
Yeah, we're asking for it because we're freaks, because we're not conforming to the laws and rules of society. So, and see, these are things that are being talked about on the other transgender radio shows on the Trans FM network.
What is their website?
Transfm.org.
Okay.
Now, here's the problem with transfm.org. It's a great site content-wise, but if your listeners have Comcast, they can't pull a site up. It makes it look like the, you know, Trans FM is down. So, right now, I'm going to post on my site, which is trannyrec.com, the DNS settings, server settings that you have to enter into your browser.
To avoid that problem.
Yeah, to avoid that problem, because Trans FM is right now the equivalent to Q-Potter for trans radio, transgender content radio shows.
Do you have international? Are you on the show? Are you on Trans FM?
Yes.
Do you have international international students? Do you have international listeners?
Oh yes, I'm getting people from on my Frapper map. There's one in Australia, and there's a couple in the United Kingdom. I'm sure I have a lot of listeners in other places, but those are just the few that are on.
I am actually arranging right now. I'm through a different person. I'm trying to arrange another transsexual in Malaysia to talk to her about her. I think
doing a podcast.
She's pre-op. Yeah, not doing a podcast, but I'll be talking to her like I'm talking to you now. And
oh, nice. Yeah. Asking questions. Good. And why I'm telling your listeners about Trans FM is because if you're really interested in what's going on in the transgender community, go to transfm.org you'll see the list of the different shows that are out there. My show is mainly a show trying to create a bond, a link between the transgender community and everyone else.
That's good.
So I want people, when people listen to Tranny Rec, they're going to connect, hopefully, I want them to connect emotionally with the show. Whether it's through the humor or the personal stories that are told, because I bring other transgender people, mainly transsexual people, onto my show to tell their personal stories. So, and like my last show was talking about a transsexual woman, male to female, who has been separated from her kids. As you know, by her ex-wife, but you know, because she has transitioned and you know, went full time and is living, you know, living being herself now, you know. So, oh yeah, and I was going to tell you the term transgender is generally an umbrella term for all the people who are gender queer in one way or another. So, anyway.
Can you use transsexual and transgender interchangeably?
Yeah, interchangeably. Yeah, absolutely. You know, anybody that's, you know, like the cross-dressers, drag queens, transvestites, Transsexual is the, I would say they're all under the umbrella term of transgender.
I think a lot of people, American especially, Asians too, has a lot of problem with the word sex. When you use the word transsexual, for some reason it sounds naughtier than you say transgender.
Well, I hated that term for the longest time, but now I don't have any problem with it now, but I hated that term. Mm-hmm. This would be some advice for your listeners. Mm-hmm. If you're around a person and who you basically, I call it, I refer to it as you've clocked them, or you've quote unquote read them. Mm-hmm. You can tell that their gender expression is maybe different from their birth anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
The safe term to use is either transgender or trans. Mm-hmm. That person is trans, and don't assume and just don't use a pronoun until you get an idea of how they identify.
That's a good tip. So, that's a question that I would ask too. It's like
stay away from using pronoun. If you're with somebody who you suspect is trans, stay away from using the pronoun. And just use the umbrella term transgender, or I like to use the term trans for short.
Now, so, would you be, let's say...
Wanda Wisdom and Natch Weinstein are trans in my book.
What do you mean? Madge is a woman.
Exactly. Is Richard.
So if I let's say if there's somebody, let's say if I work in a store and there is a transgender individual walk in, and what would be rude to say? Do we go over there? Do we just keep saying, "Oh, can you go over there and help this individual over there?" Instead of saying that a lot of people do that, and then catch themselves saying,
you know what, if somebody uses, like, I was at the chiropractor the other day, and, my legal name is Rebecca Ney, I have female on all my medical records now, my driver's license, what have you, and he still used masculine pronouns at first, and but he then corrected himself, because maybe I was making it a little too obvious that bothered me. And by the way, I call that STS, sensitive tranny syndrome, because I hate it, I hate it that, whenever somebody uses the wrong pronoun with me, that it bothers me, because I don't feel like it should. It shouldn't really matter. But I think the reason it does bother me and a lot of trans people is because we've been referred to in that pronoun our entire life.
Yeah.
And we so want to get away from that. It's like, God, could you please quit using sir with me? I got called that for 26 years, and for the last, 4 years, it's been nice to not, have to be called that. So, and that's why it bothers me when people sir me, or,
use the wrong pronoun.
He or him. Yeah, exactly. I think eventually I'll get over that. The longer I am quote unquote full time, but right now that's still bothersome to me. So my advice, and I know that's like that for a lot of trans women and trans guys. Trans guys are basically female to male.
Mm-hmm.
Trans women are basically male to female, and I have interviewed one trans guy on my show.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to bring in the perspective of intersex people too. Because they're a population that's heavily underrepresented, those two communities. So, that's right now the transgender community is definitely trans women heavy.
Yeah.
As far as those that are speaking up and being out.
Do you have a guess as to why that is the case?
I think, this is just a theory of mine, and I actually discussed this with Ethan St. Pierre in Tranny Rec 17. He's actually the one that got Trans FM started. It's been around longer than podcasting has. It started on the Live 365. Well, it's actually still, there's a station on Live 365 for Trans FM. But I talked with him about that issue. I asked him that question. I'm like, why do you think there are more visible trans women in the transgender community than there are trans guys? And my theory is that because testosterone makes a lot more noticeable changes, it's easier for them to, once they transition, to go stealth, is what I call it, where they just blend in. You probably met, this is my theory, I think every one of us has probably interacted with a trans man at one point and not known it. You know,
because facial hair
and voice. And
even the body shape too, the muscle
body
build.
Muscle build. Yes, physically a trans man is able to blend in, can blend in with society beautifully. And they go, we call that going stealth. And that's one issue in our community that is sometimes a controversial one as to whether going stealth is good for the transgender community.
Or bad.
Or bad. Or, in my opinion is that I don't think going stealth hurts the transgender community, but it certainly doesn't help us. Because I think people have a right to, if they want to just transition and, be left alone, blend in with society, I think that's their prerogative, and they have a right to do that. But there needs to be people like me that are speaking up. And saying, hey.
And you're doing a huge, huge favor, not only for the transgender community, but actually for all the everybody outside of the community, because you are the bridge of the connection, like you said, from the non-transgender community into the transgender community. And it helps, gay people, it helps straight people, it helps all kinds of people understand about the community.
The other Trans FM shows, I think, have a lot of, probably get a lot of people coming through that are not transgender, but some of them, that's not their target audience. And my target audience is really both, So, anyway, not to interrupt you.
I'm saying that it's good that you thought about that, because, we can always say, the gay community is this. I can only speak for myself. So the gay community, blah, 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 blah. If you never, ever touch out or go out and reach the straight community.
Yeah, exactly. It's the
how do they understand, you cannot expect, like, a lot of issues, a lot of things that I may go through myself that a lot of other people may not have even thought of. Like, before I got on to Eat This Hot show and talk about the whole issue about binational relationship, a lot of people, and I think Reagan Fox himself and a lot more people at that time realized, oh my gosh, I never really thought of that issue. Now that changed my mind of, whether or not I should support gay marriage and all that, because it's something that you never really have to deal with, and a lot of times, being comfortable, you just never think of it.
Well, and because I socially identified as a gay male for like 4 years before realizing that All other gay men, you know, adore their masculinity, and I hated mine. I won't say all other, most other gay men adored their masculinity, and I detested mine. That's when I realized I wasn't, you know, a gay male, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think I'm in a position there because a lot of trans women are attracted to women prior, before and after their transition. I think that I have, because I have the ability to understand and identify with what a lot of gay men feel and go through, because I used to be in the gay community for the most part, I, you know, I think I can help, you know, that audience
bridge
understand.
Some understanding. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. People in your position.
Yeah, that's really wonderful too. Because I just want to at least start the awareness among the gay community, that small audience listenership that I have. But you know, you would probably go out, the listener would probably go out and talk to other people. And I just want to put this seed in your head that when you talk about GLBT, I encourage you to think about the meaning of GLBT before you just use the term loosely, because if you understand, if you want to find out more, listen to trannyrec.com or transfm.org.
.org.
Yeah.
Yes.
But go to her website first before.
Well, I tell you what, right now I don't have my website updated with that information. So if you listener of the John
online
show,
podcast.
Online podcast. If you as a listener cannot access transfm.org, T-R-A-N-S-F dot, or oh no, it's T-R-A-N-S-F-M.org. If you can't access that, send me an email, trannyrec@gmail.com, and I'll give you the settings and explain to you how to access TransFM. So even if my show does not sound
appealing, cup of tea,
even if my show is not your cup of tea,
or wonton soup,
yeah, exactly. maybe I cuss too fucking much, or maybe my jokes are too goddamn corny. You know, try out one of the other shows on TransFM. You know, you might find a show that really is your cup of tea, or soup, or whatever.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for coming on to
You're
online
welcome.
Podcast. Now, of course, I'm going to wrap up the show, but I actually have more questions. So, if we'll talk about that when the show is ended, and then we'll talk about whether or not we have time to do another one. So, but
anytime you want to come and use me,
yeah, that's right. That's your that's your number. What is your number? What is your comment line again?
503-60-USE-ME.
Okay, so thank you so much, Rebecca, and I just hope that that would get you thinking, and maybe even think outside of your little box. You know, there's a lot of possibility out there. There's a lot of people that we do not understand, and therefore we don't think about, or we set prejudices for other people.
And I love bringing those people onto my show as well. One of the other Trans FM hosts, she transitioned, then detransitioned, and then retransitioned.
Oh.
And that's confusing to me. So I want to, you know.
So yeah, everybody has a story to tell.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, John.
You are welcome. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And I think I have a feeling that Rebecca is going to come back and talk to us more. So stay subscribed, and thank you for subscribing, if you already have. And I will talk to you another time. Don't forget to smile, ladies and gentlemen. Ta-ta. Langit biru, langit biru.